Longtime listeners to this show, Bulldog Live, right here on The Pulse, have heard me talking in recent weeks about a friend of mine and a mentor, gentleman who I produced for, Ron Smith from WBAL Radio, and his battle with pancreatic cancer, and it's not going very well. Many of you have asked me over the years, how did I get the name Bulldog, and I've shared that story quite a few times. But I'd like to tell you a little bit more about the man who gave me the name Bulldog and who was just recognized on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday morning during their session. Congressman Roscoe Bartlett of Maryland, he gave a very touching tribute. Well, I was approached by the folks that run DCRTV.com who ran my piece today, a tribute to Ron, and I just thought it'd be nice if I could just take a couple of moments to share it with you, because I want to share it with Ron as well, and I want him to hear it on our radio show, because he certainly deserves it. As there have been many wonderful and touching tributes about Ron Smith from a listener's perspective, I'd like to offer one as someone who worked for Ron, who worked with Ron for several years as his producer, known to most as Bulldog. Ron was the best person anyone could work with. Always kind, supportive, a good listener, and dispenser of sound advice to all around him. He was a superb mentor. Ron's ability to quickly boil down a long story into a clear and concise summary without losing sight of the important details is unmatched, as well as an ability to communicate directly with the listeners, not talk at them, to reason with and even learn from them, and oh yes, those classic rants. A lot happened during my year spent with Ron. Bush v. Gore, 9/11, the Iraq War, and his opposition to it. Firebombing of the Dawson family, first Republican governor since Spiro Agnew, Kenny Durr and Daryl Kiefer's self-defense case, Hurricane Isabel, and countless stories from Absurdistan. Ron set the course each day for decades. There were days when he didn't know what he was going to talk about 5 minutes before the show, but often those turned out to be some of his best shows. Listeners knew Ron had their backs, even if they didn't agree with him. They knew Ron's arguments were based on well-reasoned, sound facts that challenged conventional thinking. His discussion of topics and solutions were all to make Baltimore and all of Maryland a better place, to offer a beacon of light in even the darkest places for anyone who would take it. Ron always looked out for the little guy. He even stood up for a man who was held without bail based largely on his unpopular political beliefs. Ron found faults in the process and exposed the injustice that was occurring, leading a team effort for which I am proud to share some awards with him. His relentless pursuit of the truth also inspired others to take action and ensure justice. Since leaving WBAL, we have remained friends. A gift I will always treasure. I will always be grateful for the opportunity to work with the finest man in the industry. While there for only a relatively short time in his long career, the lessons I learned from Ron will last a lifetime. Just as we all draw from life's experiences, my time spent working with Ron holds the biggest influence over my daily broadcast in the live free or die state. But as hard as one may try, there can never be a Ron Smith. And to Ron, I can never say enough to thank you.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on The Pulse.